Welcome back to another episode of Afro Movie Review, the podcast.
Gang, gang. Bam, bams. Bam, bams.
I like yes. Our little makeshift air horns with the real air horn.
it's a flare, you know, lets you know that you are back with Afro Movie Review, the podcast. The voice that you are hearing is Mo, she, her pronouns, Afro Movie Reviewer, the Chocolate Chip Podcaster.
And I am Keek, say them pronouns, Afro Movie Reviewer, your favorite trans podcaster. Welcome back,
you guys. Happy Pride Month to us, god damn it.
Happy gay, oh my god, it's for the queer.
You should it's Skittle Crew Month. I got it. That's probably gonna be my plug. Let's talk about it. Anyways,
I'm done.
This is season 7. We are at episode 82. The movie of this episode is The Matrix, and we're talking about the first one. So the year is 1999. Keeks, yeah. I will take the pressure off of you, my love.
Okay.
So I am stealing a little bit of your swag, though. January 1st, 1999, it is announced it is International Year of the Elderly.
I saw that and I was like, oh my God, yes, old people. I guess, you know, before the millennium, they had to like shout them out.
Because all you niggas that was born in the 19th, you know, the 20th 19th, century.
Look, they said,
oh my gosh. You old bitches, you guys are the last of your kind. And also like, elderly is just man, woman in between the whole spectrum, the gambit. So that's my first fact.
My first fact is going to be short and sweet too then. Okay. Well, the United Nations General Assembly, December 17th, passes Resolution 54-134, designated November 25th as the annual international day to eliminate violence against women. The premise is to raise awareness around the world that women are subjected to rape, domestic violence, and other forms of violence, and to highlight the scale and true nature of the issue, and highlight that the scale and true nature of the issue is often hidden. God damn, Michael.
Okay.
Right. And interestingly enough, November 25th marks the beginning of a 16-day period of activism against gender violence, with the last day, December 10th, being International Human Rights Day.
Wow.
I love that.
I love that. I like how they connected that.
Right.
Very cool. Okay. My second fact is going to be February 23rd, the British TV drama Queer as Folk, written by Russell T. Davies. Comes out, it premieres. The original is three gay men living in Manchester's gay village around Canal Street. I did not know that this was a British original. I only knew the Queer as Folk that came out in America, and it was five gay men living in Pittsburgh, and I believe it was like 2001 to 2004. But what I do know is that this show, Queer as Folk, sparked a huge, like, there was the reply was to have other gay stories that were being told. So to me, this is kind of when the gay agenda started, right? So we know with ARC, they got two seasons, 2005 to 2006, plus they got the movie in 2008, because Noah's Ark just ended dramatically. There was no conclusion to a lot of the storyline, but that was Black Gays. Shout out to them. And then we have the L Word that had five seasons, was 2004 to 2009. You know, I just feel like Queer as Folk kind of opened the door for us to have those types of stories. So shout out to them.
Yeah, I'm going to watch y'all one day.
I don't know if I'm going to watch the British one. I've seen the
Black one.
Well, yeah, Noah's Ark is still, I saw that it was still on Logo. You can still watch it. But Queer as Folk, I do remember watching on HBO or Showtime, whatever. The Hot Box, I remember watching them. Young. I was probably too young to be watching them, but they were lit.
I love that. So my second fact is January 8th, English.
Stretch.
January 8th, tree planting protests against the privatization of Karura Forest, including, and I did not get the pronunciation, and I totally do that, but Wangari Maathai attacked in Kenya, prompting an outrage. So Karura Forest is an urban forest in Nairobi, the capital of Kenya, and it is 2,570 acres and very close to a growing city. And they wanted to turn parts of it into housing and other development. So then enter Wangari Maathai, leader of the Greenbelt Movement, which is an environmental non-governmental organization focused on planting trees, environmental conservation, and women's rights. Please read up on her, because she was the first woman in East and Central Africa to earn a doctorate in 1971, mind you. The first woman to become chair of the Department of Veterinary Anatomy and the first woman to be an associate professor at that same university. First African woman to receive a Nobel Peace Prize. And she addressed the UN on several occasions. And when she was elected to the King in Parliament, it was with a 98% vote.
I know the hell that's right. I love that.
So she's pretty amazing. But for this specific instance, between 1994 and 1998, they secretly allocated 1,394 acres of land to 64 different companies for housing projects. Oh. And in October of 1998, there was demonstrators that went to the construction site and destroyed the machinery there worth $2 million. Wangari Maathai was holding a demonstration with a group of women by planting trees near the forest and was attacked by a group of security guards. Mm-hmm. Eventually, the housing plans were taken down, but the land was still allocated. And then we had the Kenyan Forest Act of 2005, which ended up protecting the forest. So, yes. She also has like a little biography on the Nobel Peace Prize website. So that's where I got like some of this information.
I know.
As Wikipedia.
Because I thought that we had done that fact before, because when I was looking up, I saw that and I was like, I feel like Keeks did this before, and I couldn't remember.
I couldn't either. So I was like, oh.
But I know for sure that even if we did, we did not get this much information before. So that's awesome.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Okay. My last fact, which is actually a fact that I know for sure I brought up before. May 21st, 1999, All My Children star Susan Lucci finally wins a Daytime Emmy Award.
Yes.
After being nominated 19 times. This is the longest period of an unsuccessful nomination. I definitely
Multiple
think so.
Times.
We are going to say that anytime we can do 1999 if we have to. And it was about, we going to shout you out. And to we're going to quote a famous poet here, because I just... shout out to Susan Lucci, okay? So, man, I said we gonna win. Knock me down 9 times, but I get up 10. Look myself in the mirror, I say we gonna win. Knock me down 9 times, but I get up 10. And then it repeats. And then the last time it says, knock me down 9 times, but I get up 10. Bitch. That is from the great poet Cardi B, from the song Get Up 10. Susan Lucci definitely is, she is the energy of that, because not only did she get nominated 19 times, every time she got nominated, she showed up at the show.
Baby, I would have just stopped showing up after the last
I'm week. Not going
like
anymore.
You said I wasn't going to win, I'm going to stop showing up.
So
to be disappointed?
Why? To ruin this good dress?
Okay.
This good beat? Bitch, I'm staying home. I'll watch it from the couch with a nice mask on and a, you know, all of my things that I like to do in my own.
And if you call my name, you call it from the couch.
You better pan the camera to me with my face mask. Let me put this down real quick. Oh my gosh. This was so unexpected. And you know that I mean it.
Because I was at home in my gym.
That's it. Okay, what's your last fact?
And I think we mentioned this one before, too. February 12th, U.S. President Bill Clinton is acquitted in impeachment proceedings in the U.S. Senate. Terrible man, deserves to burn in hell. And then I had to look up if he was dead after I said that. And I was like, yes, that nigga is still alive. But I said what I said. So
yeah. I kill you.
The impeachment proceedings were only because he lied under oath and he obstructed justice. And I only mention it because Monica Lewinsky was 22, and that man was not only married, but he was 49 fucking years old.
Yep.
Not to mention the fucking president of the United fucking States. Like, to have that much power over someone and to be forever known for something that you did in your 20s, your early 20s at that, babe, I'd die. But anyway, more on Monica Lewinsky. She had to pay off her legal fees, so she was seen out more in the public afterwards. So she did a book. She did a 2020 interview. She started knitting, which she said helped her throughout everything. And then she started selling handbags. Then she did one of those BS diet things, like either Jenny Craig or Weight Watchers. Mm-hmm. When her immunity was over, she did an HBO special, and she also hosted reality TV shows. But because of how known she was, she moved to London in 2005, and she was struggling to gain employment. And she has mm-hmm. since made a reemergence in the public eye, but it's still very much hard for her in her personal and private life to do things because y'all keep holding it against her because she was
While Clinton gets to do what the fuck he wants to do.
He gets to burn in hell is what he gets to do.
You know what? Let's go back to those last knock me down 9 times, but I get up 10, bitch.
Look,
Shout out to Monica Lewinsky.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that was the history reel.
Yeah, you know what time it is.
It's the plug.
It's the plug.
The plug.
So, the plug for this season has been take care of yourself, take care of others, Keeks.
Yes. Oh, because it's Pride Month, protect Black trans women. Donate to a Black trans woman. Let them donate to their gender affirming surgery. Because we still on the like women directed it season. So
we are.
Donate to Black trans women's GoFundMe.
I forgot what I was going to say that I had said at the beginning of the show, but that's what sleepy will do to you. Let's keep it going. Look, the movie of this episode is The Matrix, the first one, The Matrix number one. We have our directors, Lana and Lily Wachowski. Shout out to them. They are the first trans. They are, okay, so both sisters are trans women, but Lana's the first major Hollywood director to come out as transgender when she came out and transitioned in 2008, and then Lily came out in 2016 and transitioned, so shout out to them. They are also directors of my favorite bad, good kung fu movie, Ninja Assassin. It is on the list. I love it. And they also did Cloud Atlas, which... I like the book and the movie, so yeah.
I like them for doing Sense 8, but I got a vendetta against them for this movie because
let's get into the Matrix. Keeks, this was your first time watching it, right?
My God, it was yes in 2024. This is my first. Once you know pop culture, there's no need to watch it. I get like. The references, and I'm like, oh, that's from The Matrix. I can watch that damn film. Glad I did.
Okay, so what are your categories?
So my categories, let me pull it up, is, damn, we have visuals, we have, oh God, no. We have questions, we have I am agog, I am aghast, which is a Les Mis reference, but also very true. And then we have my LOL. What are your categories?
So I have It's White Kung Fu, aka No Crouch, No Dragon. I have Boy What? The Future is Mostly Monochromatic. God damn. My LOL. Then I have Well, Hell Yeah. And with the question mark.
So what's your rating?
I gave this movie a 5.5.
Oh,
Keeks, what's your ranking?
I give it a 6.
All right, now I'm not. Why are you laughing?
Why you giving it a 5.5? Because you've seen this before.
I've seen this movie, and this is actually one of Babe's favoriteest movies, right? And she was like, "I will try very hard not to talk through and quote this entire movie." She did a good job. Shout out to her. Let's talk about your feelings watching this for the first time, because I'm not about to burst bubbles because you know I'm good for it. Even though on this show, I've been more of the punk. In real life, Sissy be like, why do you ruin everything? So I'm going to just give you, I'm going to give you the floor before I go off.
Okay, so my whole thing, okay, nice visuals. The future, I think it's because I watched it so late, it wasn't believable, which was like good in a sense, because like they was hitting a little too close to home with that, oh, AI was taking over stuff. And I was like, you a little too old to know that birth of AI. And then like the debilitated state of New York in 2099 looked very accurate. But I was like, oh, I know this shit is fake because all them fucking wires in your shit. We ain't got all them fucking wires in 2020. Why you got all them wires in 1999?
Okay.
So my Oh God No was things that I was like, why did you put this in here? Or like things that bothered me about it, which was like, can you imagine being birthed as an adult? Like, and it felt like he was being birthed from that thing as an the genuine child of Zion.
It was disgusting.
The fact that this white boy was the savior of the universe, and I was like, oh God, y'all are fucked. I didn't need to see him throwing up. I didn't need to see the hose in his body.
Did you say that the world was fucked because of the energy that he was giving in the beginning?
Yes.
Okay. And yeah.
The Oracle gave weird mammy vibes, and it was really weird for me that Morpheus, this black man, believed so blindly that this white man was the like one that he had to sacrifice his life. But the caveat in this film that was like, I fucking hate this film. Why the fuck did he die and true love's kiss wake him up? Is this bitch Sleeping Beauty?
My biggest and biggest complaint of this movie is that I didn't realize I have seen this movie multiple times, and watching it for the podcast, you watch it with a different lens. That's why the lenses are, you know,
right.
We didn't keep our lenses. We'll get it on lenses. Okay, so my lenses for this season is the copper wires. They are a single copper wire for the leg and for the frame. The left frame is a half circle like a bowl, and the copper wire cuts across the side. There's a little nodule in the middle. It's a full circle on the right, and both of the lenses are tinted brown. And then I have penises that are made of separate copper hanging from the balls on the legs. Go Keeks.
My lenses are the very thin round lenses that stack on each other going downwards mid-cheek, and they move as one, with the bottom one being an areola and a nipple, and the nose bridge is the Sankofa symbol because saggy titties supremacy. But no, keep going. Yes. Okay.
So as a person who has seen this multiple times, when you watch this under the lens of doing it for the podcast, there's a different perspective. I'm watching it for a different reason. When I realized that this movie is a grown-up Disney movie, like the scariest version, it's 9 with a Disney twist, an adult, like with a lot of money.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? And we reference 9 on here often. We should probably bring it back and like have it be something that we do. We have that recording. It's long as shit, but we have it.
We can rewatch it and redo it if we need to. So
yeah,
in a minute.
And it's a good movie because it really seemed like it was the prequel to a lot of the shit that was happening, even though it was done later. So when I realized that this was a Disney ass true love's kiss, you can't die because I love you. That shit was wild to me. Whatever he needed to believe, it had to be the power of love, word to Celine Dion. Like, I was just very thrown. You know what I'm saying? So watching it for the podcast,
the fuck off.
I had it at a 6.5. And when at the end of the movie, when I realized what the fuck was happening, because I had not seen it in a while fully through, or maybe because I've seen the first Matrix so often, when I watch Matrix again, it's one of the other movies in the franchise. I didn't realize or remember that was going to happen, maybe. Or maybe that watching the movie for the podcast with the lenses, I watch everything as though it's brand new again. Because I said, bitch, what? It took it from a 6.5 to a 5.5. Just for that reason alone. So for you, first time watching it to have that feeling.
That pissed me the fuck off because I was like, when did you fall in love? That's my whole thing, because you had as much interaction as Switch did, maybe more, because Switch ended up dying because they had like the little thing put that. But like the one scene from when you were seductively whispering shit in his ear, like, you gotta do this
in the club, is that
like they're looking for your ass. Like, bitch, when did you fall in love?
It was the fact that Cypher picked up on it. Cypher did pick up on the fact that she was liking somebody. And like, it's also okay. So yes, the Oracle gave you this and said that would be your destiny, like that was your fate or whatever, but y'all not picking up grown people, because Morpheus even said that they typically do not take people from the other side after a certain age because they have a hard time processing and understanding and letting go of their old lives, right? And he's like, I'm sorry, but this is a desperate situation, so you had to go through this. You have to be forced through this. Right. Well, Trinity, that kind of means that either you're going to fall in love with somebody from Zion, and if you've been there long enough and you haven't done that already, that means any man walking through the door, are you like scoping? Because I'm just, she gave you this prophecy, and I don't know if she had to, if she was seeking out and trying to fulfill it, or if she just was like, listen, I don't believe shit, or because she lightweight was like, she had her skeptics, but she was also for it. She was open to it.
The other prophecy didn't come true because one of them niggas was supposed to die, either Morpheus or Neo.
The sacrifice did happen. No. She said that he was going to sacrifice his life in order to save his. And because he's not the one, what happens when you sacrifice a life? And so that's why Morpheus was like, she told you what you needed to hear, because it was going to come to pass that the sacrifice was going to happen, you know, and it did.
Okay. Yes. But
I just wanted to shout out.
Oh, go ahead.
No, go ahead, babe.
Because I was like, Trinity's character just seemed like she was only there to further along Neo's
Trinity
character.
Was a bad bitch. Trinity, I didn't realize.
Like, why did she have to like fall in love? Because she was second in command to Morpheus. And I appreciated that. But like, bitch, you being the side chick, you being second hand to this nigga, like, that all your bad bitchery just went out the door.
Why? Because she's secondhand to Neo? Because yeah. Okay. Yes. I was like, wait, what? Okay, no, I got you. I wanted to shout out the Oracle, who was Gloria Foster. Gloria Foster was only in this one movie. She passed in 2001. But I loved she gets replaced. The Oracle gets replaced in other Matrix's sissies.
Oh, but they have sequels.
So I just thought it was interesting. Trinity, I learned some of the things that I learned watching this movie again for this episode. I learned this nigga, Neo, has a real name. His name is Thomas Anderson. I knew his name was Neo, or I knew his name was Mr. Anderson, because that man saying it like that is an iconic thing. It gets repeated like it's a thing, mm-hmm. right? I learned this man's name is Thomas. I knew that.
I'm definitely Neo, like, who the fuck is Thomas?
I learned that he himself, yeah, we knew he was a hacker, but Trinity is a hacker. Morpheus is a hacker. So part of the reason that Goddamn is a category for me is not only some of the things that were happening that I did not expect to happen, because the boy what is more of like, I didn't expect that to happen. The Goddamn mm-hmm. is like, oop, iconic in that way, because Morpheus was excited to meet Neo. When mm-hmm. when he got pulled up by the feds and they were like, a person called you, you know who we're talking about, Morpheus. I was like, how does everybody know Morpheus's name? It's because they are calling him the biggest, baddest terrorist via the black web that mm-hmm. there's ever been. So imagine yourself seeing this movie when it dropped in 1999. This is going into Y2K.
Mm-hmm.
They dropped this bitch. And the crowd went wild. They did this with a budget of $63 million. It's a lot of money for 1999, but also we've seen movies made with way more money than The Matrix now. Like, I kind of feel mm-hmm. like now it's like, that's almost, it's still a lot of money, but it's almost chump change. Look at what they did with $63 million visually.
The graphics, like, I honestly really love, like, the airplane and the way it made like waves in the building, that little, I thought it was cute at first, that little fucking squid, and then I was like, oh shit, you're terrifying. And the little spider thing, I was like, oh god, what the fuck is going on here? It was very well, visually very well done. So
yes,
and there are aspects that I appreciate in it.
Second.
So with this film, and I don't think the Wachowski sisters was going for this, but the way that they portrayed the AI as white men, I really liked, because
maybe they did.
I don't know. But it was interesting because it was like, oh yeah, because technology has its bias as well, and it is also biased towards white men. So,
oh, I forgot one of my categories. I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
These niggas got predictive text. Okay, keep going.
They did.
Because the Wachowski sisters,
they really liked it. Because not only was the AI all white men, they were anti-children, they were eco-fascists. I really like what they were doing with that. They all look the same, which was hilarious because I was like, yes. Yes. So I really like, I don't know if that was intentional.
I think it might have been because for one of them to come out as trans 10 years later or less than 10, and then one to come out trans 20 years, like some of those feelings were inside and it might have been something they were battling, whatever. But the impact of this movie and the things that they said and discussed and it coming out when it did. Again, going into Y2K, we're about to go into a whole new century. People were scared. The whole binary, zeros and ones, they thought the computers were going to shut down. They thought the ATMs, they thought the planes were going to crash because they wouldn't know how to contact them anymore in the skies. There were people who were actively like trying to pull all of their money out of the bank. It was so funny because it, depending on where you are in the socioeconomic, like your background, your up wherever you were age-wise and like financially, is going to shape how you remember New Year's Eve of 1999. Some people were terrified. They were sitting in their homes with like guns cocked, ready to let. No, I know your young ass don't remember shit. Look, I'm just like, saying.
I don't remember that shit.
And we'd have to talk to some people to just be like, you know, because I remember what I was doing on that New Year's Eve. I was kicking it with my friends. Like, boy, my parents were out doing their things. And it was the first New Year's Eve that my parents were like, we're going to drop your sister off someplace else so that you can have time with your friends. Bitch, what?
Yeah.
What? Because they said the world might end. Like they didn't do it in the same way that everybody else did, but they were like, the world might end. So this is your time. So
go hang out with your friends before you all, you know, die.
It was scary. So this being presented to them, and this came out like March of 1999. So they had a good amount of time to fucking fear monger people into what the new year might look like.
That's so fucked up. That's hilarious, though.
The Wachowski sisters did their thing. Also, I kind of love the choice of actors that they had.
Now, I did not know that was Keanu Reeves. I was like, who the fuck is this? That was Keanu.
That's
how he became famous.
Oh, right? No. Don't.
I don't know this nigga.
Keanu Reeves is...
Like, I know him one as the long hair.
You know him from what you call it. And that's what also pisses me off. Okay, so because this was very much a Disney story, right?
Mm-hmm.
Then you have what you call it. What's the new shit? And what's the new shit?
I'm sorry. What's the new shit he in? Marvel? He's not a Marvel dude.
He's not Marvel. John Wick. So
wait a minute. He's like a James Bond dude.
And John Wick, yeah, it's sad. They still do the Disney kind of setup and like the setup and play of like why he's a sad man because his wife I think she dies. I don't know if she's sick or whatever. But it's not until someone snatches his dog that he goes on the rampage. They took a whole different approach to what makes this man snap. And he still becomes the biggest, baddest, kick-ass, whatever, right?
Over a dog,
Keeks. I can't wait to watch it with you. That made me mad, right? But I will say, so as a person who loves Kung Fu, when this dropped, I want to say I might have seen it on bootleg, but I remember that this introduced me to Kung Fu, and that's why I said it's white Kung Fu, because I had seen it on I've talked about this. It was either Westerns or Kung Fu when you finished the Saturday morning cartoons in my household because of the limited programming. So that wasn't the introduction, but like a full Kung Fu movie that I sat through start to finish that was not dubbed. Because it was always white dubbing. So I was like, this is white Kung Fu. But I can say that after I saw this movie, it turned me on to being like, I want to see quote unquote real Kung Fu. Watching this in 2024, it was one of the first things I wrote down. It was actually one of my first categories for the reason of, oh, bitch, because now I'm like feeling like I'm like Kung Fu girl. Like I'm that girl. The Wachowski sisters, they went and saw Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon 2. They liked that shit too. And they took the fight choreographer from that movie and brought that man to The Matrix. So shut my face. That's actually how it went from, because when I started getting disappointed about things, that gave it a whole point and a half up. So
the kung fu, yeah.
Not even just the kung fu, the fact that they sought out the choreographer that they liked the most, because that like running on the wall thing, the magic of it, that is Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon. That's where that's from. And so to go get the choreographer who did that, to bring that to life for your movie, I love them. They were already different, right? They also put like 7 different types of kung fu, of different types of fighting styles in this. Are you ready?
That the way that made me laugh, because I was like, nigga, you learned all of these fucking
down
kung fu, you
can't get a load.
Hit. Like, that shit was funny.
You can't. I hate you so much.
Because I was like, nigga, you getting your ass whooped. You learned Drunken Tiger. No.
Was okay, that one? It's Wing Chun, Jiu-Jitsu, Aikido, Kenpo, Drunken Boxing, Taekwondo, Bojutsu, and Tai Chi. That is 8 different styles.
And you couldn't get a fucking hit on Morpheus? Like, bitch, this is
because
your
Morpheus.
Hero?
No. This is, you learn, you have the information now. That doesn't mean you know how to apply it the same way.
That's fair.
And that's why Morpheus is who Morpheus is. I just thought, that's why when Mouse came running up and was like, Morpheus is fighting Neo, they were, it got everybody funny. Out. Everybody was eating their little sludge. It got everybody out the room because they were like, what? Because Morpheus, we already know we can't beat Morpheus. Morpheus don't spar with us, but Morpheus gonna spar with the new guy? Let's see what this is. So that, you know what I mean? It's the buildup of that.
So then my question is, why nobody, the scene where they was gonna go rescue Morpheus, why nobody got a bulletproof vest? You got
all
them
the
fucking
shit. Of all and of the things that in that fucking, yo, Keeks, ask the questions.
Nobody thought to get a fucking bulletproof something. And then when you sit there shooting inside of there with Morpheus in there, how you know you must go hit him? The questions, like, make it believable, babes. Like, I get it, sci-fi, but also, like, I have questions.
I did like that, okay, because Jay-Z's excuse me, miss, read a blue pill, you live and you learn. I, from this movie, was like, okay, so which one's yes?
Them shits are like they're still
fucking,
a night.
Them takes, I love you so fucking much, Keeks, I swear to God.
I laughed my ass off with that, and I know the premise, that's the thing, like, but I didn't expect for them pills.
They had to make him take the red pill for the yes, because, bitch, we got to film. We can't have you over here drowsy all day. Oh my god,
that shit was so funny.
I thought it was an interesting costume design, that the future was very monochromatic. Everybody had, I think that was the conformity and the control of it was, you know, for everybody to have these outfits. And even when they were in the fake world or whatever, and everybody had the variety, it still wasn't that various.
A lot of black.
So at first,
I'm like, I get dark web, I get it, but also,
why is there no color in the future unless it's the fifth element?
One thing that cracked me up is when he was showing Neo, like, hey, this is what's really happening. You can imagine better chairs. Bitch.
And then when he was like, this is what AI wants to turn you into, I said out loud, nigga, a Duracell. not just a battery. I said the brand.
And the way that, like, fucking training shit was on a floppy disk. I said, nigga, what? For combat training?
I'm sorry.
It's the 90s. It's the 90s.
It was the 90s. Laughing. It was the 90s, and it was them getting into it's the end of the 90s. It's getting you, it's the fear that they had to give, because honestly, the 1990 to 1999, from what the parts that I was cognizant enough of to remember of, they were lit. They were very colorful. The commercials were better. I don't know, things. It might have been the high fructose corn syrup. It might have been that things were still
didn't
made from concentrate.
Just Vietnam, and they was like celebrating.
No,
I don't know.
99, nigga, Vietnam.
I know.
How old do you think I am?
No, Vietnam was like the 80s.
I'm ending this podcast. Goodbye. No.
Okay, I don't know history.
It's been fun, fans. Keisha's called me the oldest bitch on the block.
No, I'm trying to
go ahead and find my plot and make my will.
No, they was doing drugs in like the 70s because of Vietnam and then the Korean War. So I guess, you know, you got to live it up after a war.
The Korean War, I think, ended in like 70 something too. So like it was, or like, yeah, so there was some
basis, like you got to be colorful because they just had a war or something.
And I think that's probably what it was. This is probably the kids of the last war are now are like of age, and they only know they're like their parents. Ooh, you know what I mean? Terrified. So that time was just bright, and like this is, they did the Woodstock 99. There was like a recurrence of things from like the 70s, and this peace and love movement was coming back. I don't know what they thought was coming. It was the drugs. It was probably the drugs.
Because the 1990s drugs was probably lit as fuck.
They were probably litty in the city and pure. Ooh. I mean, the connections between the presidents and the everybody.
I forgot. That's the war on drugs. Let me shut up.
Come on now. So you had to fund that so that, you know what I'm saying? But like, right. It probably was very much like the 70s and coming out of that and the resurgence of being able to feel alive again after feeling bogged down from a war for so long, and then being able to say like, because who the fuck even said that going into the year 2000 would be a problem? Who started that rumor? Why?
I don't know. That's a good question too, because I don't know. I just remember Y2K, and it was like,
And it being a thing, they had shirts and like all kinds of stuff. So I think it was interesting. And in the fact that it was white men in the future still being in control and having so much more control, I thought it was interesting that the AI, they created AI. They said AI had to be, it was dependent on the sun. AI was getting too powerful. So instead of figuring out how to kill AI, scorched the sun.
They blew up the fucking sun?
That shit was wild to me. It seemed like a logical giant leap that humans are prone to making.
And honestly, though, I like the robot apocalypse scene, but I knew it was fake when they was like, oh, the robots are powered by AI. You know you're a goddamn lie. You're not commodifying solar energy because you can't make no money off of that in capitalism. Like, stop playing.
But maybe they're saying that AI, they were like, we don't know why it started or who started it, but it maybe have started with the best intentions and blah, 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 which is the same thing that happens in 9. They don't start AI with any other reason other than they want to help stop a war or whatever. That's they're trying to stop bad things, and it goes bad. What's up?
Can we mention, because we archived flipping Osmosis Jones. So let me mention a little bit on Larry Fishburne. Because we
Lawrence!
Got every time I was listening back, and it was always like, go to Osmosis Jones. I was like,
and it's not there.
That shit. We love Larry because he's been in at least 3 movies that
Why do you keep calling that man Larry? His name is Lawrence.
Because he was known as Larry in one of them movies. I think it was
maybe that's
what
he. No, he was Lawrence Fishburne by that time. You talking about.
Was he?
Yes.
I could have
Lawrence.
He had a nickname.
And you know what? We did do him for Boys in the Hood, so you don't have to even.
No, we didn't. Because we said I listened to it. We said we're back to Osmosis Jones. That's why I got to real quick.
Okay.
Osmosis Jones, Boys in the Hood. We did The Matrix with him. He has E.T. He got 3 Emmys and a Tony.
E.T.
He's best known for The Matrix and Boys in the Hood. First African-American to portray Othello in 1995, which is probably why they're like, Black people can do Shakespeare. Tell the credits to his name. A Georgia native, been acting since he was 11 years old. Works. So now you know.
The only thing I got. Yeah, because I definitely. So thank you for that. He was married to Gina Torres. We love that Afro-Latina lady. And Montana is not her daughter, but Montana got her fingers from him. If you know, you know. Please do not look Gina Montana Torres. Fishburne up right now.
Oh my God, I love Gina Torres. I just didn't know what she looked like.
Gina Torres. So the other person that is...
She's cute too, Montana. Yes. It's just a headshot. It doesn't show her fingers. So
You don't want to, I'm not doing this with you. Okay, so the production company for this, it was Warner Brothers and Roadshow Entertainment. Like I said, they did a $63 million budget. How do you feel about how they used the money?
I think they did really well. Those little squids were so fucking weird. The graphics on it was very well done.
Mm-hmm.
And I hope that they used it mostly on the graphics because...
The CGI and stuff like that, absolutely.
Yeah. Bring back that kind of CGI. I like to know that it's CGI. I don't like to know that it's, like, possible. I don't like it to mimic real life like that. Like, I know it's fake. Let it be fake. It's a fantasy world. Like, the fuck?
Yeah. And, like, the $63 million, you can tell where that money went. It wasn't hard. They didn't do a whole lot as far as wardrobe. They kept the future because it was post-apocalyptic. In the future that they were in, they didn't need a whole lot as far as wardrobe, hair, or makeup. They didn't, mm-hmm. but they didn't need to look dirty either. I appreciated that.
The future looks so filthy. Like, y'all ain't clean up or nothing.
The future don't have places where we can shower? End it now. End it now. We don't need to go then. I'm sorry.
It's $21.99. We'll be dead.
No, and y'all, and they shouldn't have told us that they don't wash their legs. They don't wash them now. You mean $21.99? You want it to be wasa? I don't want nobody's kids to have to live in that type of reality. God. Nobody's. Oh, we'll send the asteroid. Big Sandal, Sky Queen, calm down. The asteroid
coming in like 2029 that like they keep pushing back news on.
Maybe that's why this was the year of the Matrix. He said, and really, we don't know what time it is because that asteroid hit and we've been fucked up since because there's no sun. How do you tell time with no sun?
That's the thing. Like, how you blow up the sun, my nigga?
How do you blow up the sun
and not die? Like, that's your star in your solar system. I don't like that. Now take a point away. That bothers me.
But you know what?
No, take a
how did you not
away.
Collapse
you
your entire
dead.
Solar system?
You should be dead.
Solar, it revolves around that bitch.
Like, you will all fall out the sky. Like, and I know we're barely hanging on by a thread. That bothered me so fucking much.
And if you have the technology to blow up the sky, why can't you get all of them? This, the EMP thing that they were able to knock them out with, why can't you, like, they were almost, okay, so... They were almost roach-like to me. They were very crustacean, like very insecty, crawly things to me.
The squids or
no, the sentinel. The sentinel when they were inside. Well, no, why don't I mean they squids you? They were very floaty. It's the way that they landed. That was very. I could see the arachnid in it.
They were
you know,
so cute. They was horrified. It was like, oh shit. The spider when he was explaining shit, that shit was horrifying. And then they played the little crane game on him. That shit was funny. So
I just like it was there were certain things to me that I was confused about. I think that you pointing out that the future still had white men and the very like fascist way that they were working and things like that. Babe said something about the fact that the Sentinel are street cops. They are street patrolmen. They are still patrolling and making sure that there is a limit to what's happening. Because I was like, can they not move the ship because he is plugged in, but they had to turn it off because they can't outrun them because they are in the sewer of the, like they are doing true recognizance, like, or recon work. Cause I don't really know how to say that word. They're doing recon work, reconnaissance.
Yeah,
I don't even know why I tried it. Cause now I'm hung up on it and I'm gonna do it all damn night. But they're doing work on the ground. This is grassroots efforts to try to pull down the system. So if you think about it in that way, this, the Wachowski sisters did their big one with this. Their film debut was a movie called Bound. That movie I have not seen myself, but I do know that there is like a lesbian scene in it where women save each other. So I thought that was very interesting too. It seems like they have always had this very like this flipping in the way of who's going to be the savior. But the fact that these women, these trans women made a love saves all last story. We were all Disney princesses, all of us.
That bothered the fuck out of me. The police brutality bothered me too. Cause the way it was going down the little the way they was going down the I don't know, the little chute, and they was like, and Morpheus had to like fight them off, and then they all just jumped Morpheus like, damn, nigga, this is a black man.
Come on now. And it was interesting how they decided to place some of the more powerful people who would have the most brutal things happening to them. Mate Morpheus, black man. Trinity, mm-hmm. woman.
White woman.
You know what I'm saying? Like the so the placement of things was interesting. I definitely one of the LOLs that I had was at the end when they were trying to they're chasing Neo. He's now alive and they're popping up everywhere because he's running through fake world New York or whatever. And mm-hmm. this little girl is holding her hand, the baby, like she's holding her dad's hand. And
he told that girl dad. I slapped my ass off. Why did you say that little girl's daddy like that?
Your face, dog. That shit was so funny. That baby was spooked. She screamed a real scream. I don't know what they did to that child to make her look like that on camera. But oh, little baby, check in. We need to make sure you are all right.
He didn't even have to do that. That shit was fucked up because it was just her dad, and then it was like he dropped the bag.
He was fucking morphing her HD. They were still holding hands.
Oh my god.
Okay, so revenue wise, what would you think that they made on this? With all of the now you have the reference, the time you have your 1999 hat and lenses on. What would you think that they made?
Worldwide. At least 2.5 worldwide.
Worldwide.
At least triple.
So 63. So six triple would be 180. They made $467.7 million.
Oh, damn.
This movie. I don't know.
460 what?
$467.7 million.
That's at least seven times.
So here's the thing. People. There's a reason why this became the franchise. There's because it could. Do you not feel like it could have ended? That could be the end of the movie if they wanted it to.
Yeah, I thought that was the end of the movie.
No, babe.
You keep mentioning a sequel. I'm like, I'm not watching.
There's like two or three more, my dog.
I'm not watching that. This is the end of the movie for me.
Yo, babe is honestly like, so when I told her, she was like, so what did you give it? And I was like, at first I had given it a 6.5, and then I was taking it down, and she was like, and she was like, I really hate that you would give it anything less than a 6, but I do feel like when you and Keeks watch the other ones, this will be the least, like she was like, this will be the lowest of the Matrix. I think it's a trilogy.
Oh, that's so many.
We're doing a Star Wars season, babe.
I know, and I'm trying to prepare
myself. We're doing a Marvel season, babe.
Honestly, when I saw the, it said 2 hours, 15 minutes. I said, God damn, I got to watch
this. When I tell you, I pushed pause, and that's when I was able to find the information about the different types of fighting styles in it, because I said, bitch, I need a break.
Because that's so long, and I know you want to do the Marvel and the Star Wars.
People went and watched this movie in theater. multiple times.
Y'all didn't have
multiple times. They planned
to your family
out. People were doing this is probably the times when AMC and the other theaters were at their boomingest of booms because people were going and they were taking friends, family. They were going and seeing this multiple times over, and that's why I made the money that it did.
Mm-hmm.
And we are watching this. It's the 25-year anniversary.
Oh, for
of
real?
The Matrix. We are in 2024. This dropped 1999. I want to say it dropped in March, like I said, either March or May. So they gave this to people early enough in the year to be able to fuck with them all year. You had almost 6 to 8 months to be like, you ain't seen The Matrix? I will go take you. Like, it was that type of movie. I'll pay for it. We could go. Or this is also the time of like, drive-ins were still a thing.
Mm-hmm.
We could go. I've seen it in the theater. Let's go see it at the drive-in now. Like, this movie really inspired. And he's in Marvel and all them other movies all of a sudden started being. I don't know about Star Wars. They could already be 2.5, 3 hour movies. But Marvel's, them niggas went long because they figured out people would sit. Titanic, I don't know what year that was. Them bitches really started some shit.
Now, Titanic, though, let's not get too hasty here, because Titanic let's was
not a get too hasty. I whatever, Titanic, nigga.
Because every time that bitch is on TV, I'm there, glued. I'm
on
like,
TV,
I know what happened.
On cable with the commercials and everything. That's stop. Dedication.
Because one, I already know what happened, so it's good. Like, oh, I could be on my phone and watch this at the same time.
You can multitask. Also, like, yeah.
That's the shit. Like, they did.
Do you get sad?
Movie every time? No, I'm not gonna lie like that. Every time I get, it's a bittersweet because I get mad too. Because I'm like, that bitch could have got on that fucking.
The first time I watched Titanic was on VHS at my grandfather's house, and I remember I'm young and sensitive. I remember being like, "Oh, what the fuck, young as shit." Well,
oh my god.
Okay, well, the ranking for us makes this a 5.75 out of 10 for The Matrix. Now, I know that the people who love The Matrix are going to be hurt by that. IMDb gives this an 8.7 out of 10. Rotten Tomatoes gives this an 83%. But I think the fact that we are watching this 25 years after its debut, after it premiered on screens, that is amazing. And they're talking about The Matrix 5 coming out, and Keanu got
excuse me?
He has a silver blonde hair because he's supposed to be an old man. I don't know what's going on. This just came out a month ago.
I think franchises should stop.
I think that Keanu gets to, he had played what's the one? John Wick.
Yeah,
baby, we about to be done. He's John Wick and the other one in a place where he gets to be super badass, but this one is magic and he gets to flip and do all of that. And Keanu is Keanu. He can, you know, as long as that man, Keanu deserves all of the great things. That's what I know about him, and that's why I was like, Keanu. So I got introduced to Keanu Reeves from I'm not doing no more anecdotal stories because the tired makes it so I can't reference things by name, and I'm not going to do the no more.
What was your ranking again?
I gave this a 5.5 out of 10.
Yeah, that should be a 5.25 because I lowered it after I figured out that you can.
Oh, okay. What's your ranking? You gave it a 5.
So okay, that's like, so you can't survive after you blow up the sun. This shit would have landed at the beginning.
But remember, they're underground.
Okay, then planet would have fell out the sky. Like,
I mean, yeah, so it don't matter. There would be no. Like, babe said that do not matter.
For like miles. I think the only sun in this solar system. Like, be realistic, my niggas. And maybe they didn't have this information in 1999.
They did. Don't play. Don't play. Don't do that. Star Wars and Star Trek been out for far too long for you to do that. Okay, so what are the ticks for your categories?
Okay,
I'm sorry.
No, I'm just giving them the benefit of the doubt.
No benefit, no doubt. Play on, player. No, we are not.
So Damn had 5, which that was literally the times I said damn in that movie. Visuals had 13. Oh God, no, had 7. Questions had 9. I am agog. I am aghast. Had 19. And LOL had 29. Because I'm a funny ass nigga.
Because you was cracking the fuck up.
Well, that's how Morpheus looked like. Blade, that little spider thing looked like a sperm until it was like a little spicy sperm.
Until that sperm was trying to get you.
Look.
So it's White Kung Fu, aka No Crouch, No Dragon, has 16. But like I said, doing the research and figuring out that they pulled the actual fight choreographer is why they got that boost up in the number. These niggas got predictive text, got 11. Boy, what? Got 19. The future is mostly monochromatic, got 9, because there were times that I forgot that they were wearing all black or all white or black or white because the fit was still clean.
Mm.
I liked it. Give a little style. Morpheus in that green tie. I loved the pop of the green on all of that black. I remember when those glasses, the glasses with no legs were huge. Everybody was trying to figure them out. Everybody was trying to figure him out.
I was putting my hand at all the memes, like the Leonardo DiCaprio. I was like, oh my God, the famous move. Oh my God, the little
meme. There's a dance move that is called The Matrix because of this movie.
Now, what I don't appreciate is that nobody's in none of those memes. Nobody tells me he got shot still. Like, nigga, you did all of that and still got
shot. He did all of that because that, but that was his first time doing it. And nobody, not a Zion-born person or a person that they brought from the other side that was on their side, had ever been able to move like them. That's true. That's why it's important. And also, you see how he hit it? We be birded up it.
He looked like he was, put a little on it.
He looked like he was doing a 1999 like wine, you know. The moves got applied everywhere. Goddamn had 20. LOL had 10. Ooh. Well, hell yeah, had 21. And had 16.
Yeah, this was a nice movie for the first time to watch. Would I watch it again?
You would.
Later, like in life. I'm not going to watch this again now.
I was going to say, you would. Because I promise, even with having watched it with this lens, next time you watch it, you wouldn't be watching it with this lens and just watching it and being like, bro, this was wild as fuck.
I would probably like cut off the end. The ending really pissed me off.
Don't need to see them thin lips pressed together. With me loving Keanu.
Corpse. Like, what? He was dead. Well,
he was fresh dead, and people in love do be doing dead. It. I'm sorry. Let's go. Let's go. That's it. Good night.
We're out. Good night. Bye.
Cypher, yes, thank you. Cypher, what'd you say? Cypher was doing what? Straddling?
So nothing with Cypher. He was straddling everybody for no reason.
Cypher put his dick on everything.
I get why he was all close to like Trinity, because like, oh, I used to love you, but like,
no, that shit was creepy. Get out of that. Was okay. Face. It was
creepy, but like, I can get to be like, oh, okay, he's a creep. But then why he was straddling Morpheus like that? Like, I hate you. Like, if you want to hate, fuck.
Say that, brother. Say that. Because Morpheus, in comparison to Cypher, they are. Oh, what happened to you, Mike? Okay. Cypher and Morpheus in stature were so, like, Cypher is small and Morpheus is a taller. An otter. I love it. He really is. And then you have Morpheus, who's like this bigger guy. I don't know necessarily. He's not a bear. He's just a bigger, taller guy, right?
Right.
When Cypher is like, look at you. Oh, I could take you out right now. I was like, yo, he is very close to his face. But until you said straddle, I was like, man, that nigga's dick was on his belly button. Why are you on him like this? Like,
what? I don't understand what the reason was. Like, I get it, like, gloating to your ops. But also, like,
The decision to get on top of them like that.
That was real gay.
That was real gay of you, my boy. It was real gay. The costume and the hair department or whatever, their decision to make his evil goatee.
That was weird.
He had an evil goatee from the...
I don't know if you've seen that video on Twitter where, like, it's this white dude who, like, spit in a DoorDash and was like, here you go, nigger. Because he was mad he had to serve black people. That's what his character gives to me, is, like, he was mad that he wasn't, like, on top as he was. Or, like, because he made the choice to pick the red pill. And he was like, oh, I would lie to this, that, and the third. Like, no, nigga.
He made a decision, but then he wasn't wrong about that too. That's why one of the categories was, well, hell yeah, because Mouse, when he was going off about the machine not knowing how to make chicken, he was not wrong about that. Maybe the machine does not know how to make chicken. Everything tastes like chicken because they don't know what chicken's supposed to taste like. I said, well,
everything he might be right. Like chicken though, like, he might be right. Just ruled the world, and everything just tastes like dinosaur. And dinosaur tastes good. Like, what's the problem?
It was the line of questioning, right? When Cypher was talking to Agent Smith, and he was like, listen, I didn't sign up for this. And when he explained it to Trinity on the phone, he was like, listen, but he said we were going to be free. He said we were going to have, you know, this, that, and the third. He was like, all I do is what he tells me to do. How is this freedom? But
he don't like the black man telling him what to do.
he doesn't like the fight that comes with freedom, right? And a lot of people don't. We can talk about that in real time right now. A lot of people do not want to do the actual, like, lifting the sleeves, the sweating, right, the tears. They don't want to do the actual work that is required to get us to another level. They just want to be able to participate in the victories when we're there. And that is kind of what Cypher was giving. Cypher was tired because he had been there for, what do you say, like 7 or 9 years or some shit like that? And he's like, I am pale now. I only eat this little nasty food. He's like, I didn't think that fighting meant that I was going to give up everything, have nothing, and then maybe not survive to see the victory. A lot of people are not willing to fight like that.
I'm about to say that's what the whole point is, though. Like, you signed up for the... I still,
but that's
no sympathy for that nigga though. I don't have sympathy for him.
I didn't have no sympathy for him. I just understood the character.
You could have got ate by them squids. Like, I would have just plucked out. Like, I'm not doing this.
But that was his option. Thing. He didn't want to die and be fucked up and angry. He wanted to go back to Oblivion where he wouldn't have known any of these things, and he could just
he wanted to be rich while doing it. Because he was, when he made that deal, he said, like, "Break me off and an important person. Make me an important person." Like, bitch,
yeah.
What did you do to be important besides betray your friends? Fucking traitor. That bitch. Somebody should lay hands on him.
And that was the thing, baby. When I tell you, after this fucking movie, I was singing. You could tell some niggas ain't never been touched. It became a jingle. You could tell some niggas ain't never been touched, because why would you betray your friends like that? When he dropped that phone, I was pissed the fuck off. I really, really was.
I didn't realize that was signaling where they were, and so I was like,
"Yeah,
Tank was fine as fuck, man."
Tank is a cutie patootie.
That nigga is 67, though. I was like, damn. He's older now.
Because this is 25 years old. He was 40-something when he made this movie?
I think so. Let me double check.
You fucking lying to me.
When I tell you, I looked his ass up. That nigga, last name is Chong. One, I said, excuse me, he was adopted by the Chongs. So, that's
okay.
Why.
Okay.
His name was that. And I was like, okay.
Marcus Chong, Tank. Let's see.
He is 56.
Man, 56. He was born in 67. Gotcha. The other thing, there, when they broke into HQ, I loved that scene, even though they definitely could have had bulletproof vest on. It was beautiful, right? It reminded me of this scene of Ip Man when he is fighting, I think it's like 100 soldiers, and like the surrounding of it. And Ip Man came out years after The Matrix, but it is still a reference. There was so much that was referenced to Kung Fu that I was able to see in the movie now because The Matrix put me on to Kung Fu and that, you know? So that was a cool tie-in for that. It was flames. That fucking break-in and the fighting and all of that was flames. Trinity, when she first did that leap through the window and she hopped and, like, she did that down the stairs and she pulled the guns.
That shit was so funny. She said, I'm ready.
She said, get up, Trinity, get up. She was like, baby, but I gotta be ready to shoot at the bop, 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 bop.
I love Trinity's character up until the last few minutes. Like, girl,
why was it necessary?
You was doing a damn thing. You was a badass bitch. You was getting shit done. You was second in command, taking over after Morpheus had got his ass captured.
But when we get into the other one, you get to see Morpheus have his love interest weakness. What, you know?
Does he need
He plays into other stuff.
My question is, if they killed the big dog, right? That was big balls, right? So what the fuck we need a second and a third one for?
No, they didn't kill him. They were
that
just
nigga was able. Slippery, and that shit was funny because every time he tried to die, he just back into somebody.
Baby, that train, I was like, he should be dead, right? When he stepped off the train, I said, what?
I I was like, this nigga's like a roach. He is not.
He was ill. But it unlocked, I think that, I don't think that they needed a second and third, but the unlocking of Neo and showing that he was the one and being able to beat that part, they hadn't saved the world yet.
I'm gonna say because he was unlocked, because Sleeping Beauty woke the fuck up.
Right, but it wasn't, the point of the movie wasn't love saves the day. The point of the movie is this nigga needs to save the world. So I guess it kind of did give that there would be more coming.
It really didn't, in my opinion. I was like, oh, we done? Thank God.
Babe said 2 hours and 15 minutes of that was cool, but I don't need this anymore.
It was so fucking long. Like, I get it. Like, y'all make movies that long now, but like, also, this is before they had something at the ending credits too. Like, bitch, I'm not watching.
Yeah, and the ending credits, it just was time for you to walk out, and now they'll give you something. Marvel will give you 2 hours and 12 minutes of a movie, 30 seconds of a preview, I mean 30 seconds of scrolls, and then pop up on the screen with 4 more minutes. You have had enough of my time unhanded.
When I used to work in the movie theaters, that shit pissed me the fuck off, because get your ass out the fucking theater so I can clean it. I got another fucking show coming on. You sitting here waiting to see what the fuck is at the end of the
Yes, number. And Marvel literally has people conditioned to not just walk out immediately after, because you will fuck around and miss something vitally important to the next installation of their franchise, their movie, whatever, because you walked out thinking, oop, that's previews, and I gotta pee.
Thank God we have technology now, because I could just see it online. Somebody recorded it. Bring back the bootleg. And like, come on. Did you see that they had the Drake versus Kendrick diss track on a cassette tape?
I did. I hope that means Booster Season is coming back. Like, I hope please. That means, because Booster Season comes along with Dirty Mackin season, and Dirty Mackin, because you think these niggas was just fly and giving your girl gifts or giving other people gifts from the store? Oh no. Oh no. The energy that comes with that, the music that comes with Boosters, Dirty Mackin. Oh, baby, we about to have some real R&B. It's about to be real lover season. Can you feel it in the air? Cassette tapes.
Vinyls, like,
cassette tapes.
That shit sold out.
I just got a George Benson vinyl.
What?
You're all who? Yeah, George Benson.
Who the fuck Breezin. Is George
Breezin? Yeah, look him up. That's my guy. Seen him in concert.